Hey ladies and gentlemen, this is Ray speaking. Today I'm going to be coming with you with my favoriteest passion of a whole wide world, which is aliens. Now, a lot of people have a different aspect on aliens. You know, they don't really know, you know, what aliens are, and a lot of people have mixed feelings towards aliens, and they also say, you know, that aliens don't exist. Well, in my opinion, I believe that aliens do exist, because if you look back at history, especially if you look back at ancient Egypt, you know, all the Egyptian gods that they had, you know, they say they were physical beings. Some people say they were physical manifestations of, you know, animals. Some of them they were, like the jackal-headed god, you know, it was Anubis, you know, and all of those good people, you know. And I'm personally a fan of aliens. You know, I still believe in God and all, you know, that won't change at all, you know what I mean? But, you know, we always have to have an open mind, because, you know, the universe is so big and it's getting bigger by the second, you know, and it's too big to believe that we are the only ones. And I've known that aliens existed for years, you know, but whenever I would speak up, you know, some people would call me crazy, you know, they would look at me crazy, you know. Once before, I actually was at school talking about this, you know, and I went to school, you know, where I met with my psychiatrist, you know, social worker, however you want to call him, you know, every Friday, whatever. And I would tell her what's going on and, you know, what I've been doing. You know, whenever I would talk to her about aliens, she would be like, Ray, you know, aliens don't exist. And when I'd be talking about aliens coming down from the sky and talking to us and, you know, engaging with us, she would look at me like I was crazy. And her name was Susan Bellamy, Miss Bellamy, which I would call her. And, you know, once before she put me in a hospital, right? I was in the hospital just because of the fact that I was talking about aliens. You know, she thought I was crazy and thought I needed meds. And of course, the people at the hospital, they still put me in the hospital anyway. Shepherd Pratt, whatever it is, I don't care. I'll tell you, you know, it really made me mad when she did that. You know, it pissed me off a lot, because I should be able to talk about my passions, you know, without any scorn or any resentment held towards me, you know. But after that, I just let it go, and I still kept talking about aliens. You know, I watch Ancient Aliens every, you know, Friday, every other Friday on History Channel 128 on my side. I don't know about everyone else's, but History Channel on Ancient Aliens, you know, it's really powerful, you know. It's some really powerful subjects, and it's really amazing, you know. Look how aliens did, and look at the stuff that they did and the vehicles that they had. You know, it doesn't look real. You know, look at the stuff that we have. It wouldn't make any sense to anybody that didn't know. But if you're really awake and aware, you know, then you would know about these things, you know. You know, aliens is a passion that I really love. You know, I really want to pursue something with that. You know, I want to meet an alien one day before I die. That's the only thing I want to do. If I can do anything, that's what I would do. You know, so it was nice sharing this with you guys. You know, and this was the talk on aliens. I look forward to sharing more with you in the oncoming days. Thanks for tuning in. Bye. Hey guys, this is Ray again. You know, I'm just going to go back into what I was discussing in the first podcast, you know, and I'm going to break it down specifically. And I really didn't get into too much, you know, alien type stuff in the first one. So let me get to it. You know, so when I talk about aliens, I mean like UFOs, unidentified flying objects, extraterrestrial beings from other worlds. You know, they have been here. They've always been here. You just gotta know where to look. They've been in the United States. They helped build the United States practically, because they were there during the Civil War, and they practically, you know, shaped the outcome of the Civil War and the Revolutionary War with George Washington. You know, they were always here. You know, look it up. It'll tell you that George Washington met with extraterrestrial beings in the forest. It was the count of this. It was on record. You know, also, you know, George Washington, he knew of this. He's seen aliens. The whole, you know, founding fathers, they believed in aliens, especially Benjamin Franklin. He had a book talking about extraterrestrials. You know, I just really like aliens because, you know, I heard that they look just like us. You know, and they're so blended in that you probably couldn't tell an alien from a real person. It's a whole bunch of different types of species of aliens. You know, they've been here. They met with government officials. They met with the president of the United States. They've been here for since. They are the governing hand behind everything. They watch over the world. They do what they have to do. You know, it's lizard men in Congress. You wouldn't believe that, would you, if I told you? Yes, they are lizard men in Congress. You know, so well disguised that, you know, you don't know who it is. It could be any one of them. Disguises people, and they're really lizards men. Lizard men is crazy, right? Yeah, it exists, you know. And I just really want to dig into it, you know, which I will. And aliens are everywhere. They've been here for thousands of years, you know. It's just like some people say it's scary. You know, we just got to be open minded. You know, it's a lot of good aliens too. There are bad aliens everywhere. There are bad aliens. A majority of them are bad, but it's also the good. You know, so we just got to remember that, you know, the universe is so big. You know, how are we going to be the only intelligent life? You know what I mean? So we got to think about that too. You know, so I don't fear aliens. I don't got nothing against them. They don't got nothing against me. You know, so aliens are powerful without a doubt because they're millions of years advanced than us and they have technology that could wipe us out in a second. Matter of fact, a split of a second, put it at that, you know. But, you know, aliens have been here. They are here. You know, and they are responsible for a lot of things happening on Earth. And they're also responsible for the destruction of Mars. They nuked Mars. And there's evidence to show that. You know, just look it up. But, you know, this is coming to an end. So I appreciate you guys for coming by. You know, I look forward to sharing more and lots of information with you ranging from different topics. So until then, until the next podcast, have a good one. Bye.